Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Earlier today, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey issued a public demand for my resignation by noon tomorrow. I was elected by the people of the city of St. Louis to serve as their sheriff, and I intend to honor that commitment.
That is St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery there responding yesterday to Attorney General Andrew Bailey, who we are fortunate enough to have on the telephone with us this morning. Mr. Attorney General, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't really have a bone to pick with you, except for the fact that you were actually able to come into the studio with Annie Fry yesterday, and I know she's better looking than I am, but I mean, come on.
Hey, sorry, guys. Love to be in studio and see you next time. I apologize.
Not a big deal. So let's talk about your situation here with the sheriff in St. Louis. Obviously, he has now responded to some of your comments yesterday. Maybe you can repeat some of those for my listeners and tell them why you want him removed from office.
Well, the sheriff has lost the public trust. He took an oath to enforce the laws and ordinances of the city of St. Louis to transport criminal inmates from the jail to their medical appointments, critical medical needs, secure the courthouses and keep them safe, and deliver service to process. And instead, he's out illegally arresting people, disarming citizens in violation of their constitutional rights, mismanaging his office from a financial standpoint, buying more badges plated in gold than he has employees. And on top of all of that, what you see is a complete breakdown in the public trust and confidence in that office. And so it's important for us to take action and move forward. This is transformative change, and we can't allow corruption to persist in St. Louis. We saw what happened with Kim Gardner when that went on for too long, and it'll take us years to dig out of that mess. And so it's important to take bold action quickly. The state has a safety valve, and it's called the writ of quo warranto. And if the sheriff resigns by noon today at 12:01 p.m., I will file petition to have him removed from office, and we will push that forward to its natural conclusion, which will result in him no longer holding office. I respect the will of the voters, but he has betrayed the trust of the voters by not doing the job assigned to him and violating laws that restrict his behavior. I think it's really important to note at his press conference yesterday, he never denied any of the allegations. And how could he? He has, within the public domain, previously admitted to those allegations. So I'm going to use his own words against him.
Assuming that he doesn't resign, like he said, he's not stepping down, and you have to go ahead and file that. I mean, what's that process like? Is this a court hearing? How long could that take? Do you actually have the power with that to remove him from office?
Absolutely. It's a lawsuit to have him removed from office. This is exactly what we did with Kim Gardner. It's the same kind of lawsuit. Obviously, the claims against the sheriff are different than they were against the circuit attorney, but a judge will be assigned. You know, I would expect that the judges in St. will all recuse themselves, and that's probably appropriate given that they all have to work with the sheriff and his deputies who are responsible for their safety, security, and the administration of their courthouses. And so the Missouri Supreme Court will assign a new judge to hear this case. We will ask for the judge's immediate order of removal. If the judge declines to do so, then we will commence discovery, and a hearing will be set at some date in the future. But you know, at the end of the day, I think that these things either get better or they get worse, and it's going to absolutely get worse for the state, get worse for Sheriff Montgomery. Look, again, by statute, he's different than every other sheriff in the state. 15 elected sheriffs. He's the only one that is forbidden to enforce the criminal laws of the state of Missouri. That is explicit in the statutes that create his office. And yet he's out on the streets arresting people, disarming them in violation of Missouri Constitution Article 1, Section 23 that guarantees our right to keep and bear arms. He's going into the jail and arresting the jail administrator who is lawfully exercising her authority, discharging her official duties. He's diminishing public safety by doing these things. And so it's time for him to go.
Wow. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, our guest. You know, yesterday I heard you use the word kidnapping. What did you mean by that?
Look, if someone who doesn't have authority comes in and handcuffs you and begins moving you to a different location against your will, that is a kidnapping. Now, police officers are immune from that kind of liability if they have probable cause or a warrant to make an arrest, but he is not a licensed peace officer under the laws of the state of Missouri. And again, if you look at the statutes, it's in Chapter 54, he is explicitly prohibited from enforcing the general criminal laws of the state of Missouri. So when he's arresting a jail administrator, cuffing her, and removing her from her office, not only is that creating an unsafe environment in our jail where the worst of the worst are locked up pending adjudication of their criminal cases, but he's interfering with the administration of justice and potentially committing a felony kidnap. And when I say this is going to get worse for the sheriff, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Right now, we're prepared to file a suit.
Yeah.
We get into discovery and we find evidence of criminal behavior, we will absolutely pursue criminal charges. And so he needs to understand it is time for him to go before this gets a lot worse.
Well, I wish it had happened a lot sooner in the Kim Gardner case. Refresh my memory. Did nothing ever came of criminal charges against her, correct?
Well, the Biden DOJ agreed to a deferral agreement with her. So they said, we have a criminal charge, but we're not going to charge her if she agrees to do X, Y, and Z. So good old Biden DOJ, hard at it again. That's how little they thought of the people. St. Louis and the people of the state of Missouri, that they were not even willing to hold her accountable. And again, if you could, the Biden Department of Justice, I'm not talking about the line attorneys who have tough decisions to make. I'm talking about the administration of the Department of Justice under Joe Biden and Merrick Garland. That was the most corrupt I've ever seen any element of government, any institution of government. And it's a shame the way that was weaponized to go at people like President Trump, like Kim Gardner, who destroyed a city off the hook.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Bailey, Missouri Attorney General, is our guest right now. There was a big win with the U.S. Supreme Court, and that was it basically affirmed Missouri's right to protect children from this crazy gender mutilation that we've been seeing going on here in our state and across the country.
Yeah, and I'm proud to say Missouri led the way on this issue nationally in so many different ways. This all started back in February 2023, just 45 days after I had taken office, when Jamie, whistleblower there in St. Louis, came and swore out an affidavit making serious and credible allegations about these mutilation clinics harming children by administering powerful, life-altering chemicals like puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones without real knowing parental consent, referring kids under 18 years of age for irreversible, dangerous surgeries to remove body parts to deny those children the ability to ever enjoy the full spectrum of adulthood. They'll never recover. They're victims of this mutilation clinics. We took bold action, started a first kind in the nation investigation into the clinics, called for a moratorium, passed a rule that would have provided some level of consumer protection so the patients would understand what these procedures did, have the knowledge they need to make individual healthcare decisions, and ultimately the General Assembly passed Senate Bill 49. Proud to say we were the first state in the nation to defend those kinds of restrictions at the trial court level, and to date we're the only state that has won that trial at the trial court level. Ultimately, last week, the United States Supreme Court handed down a decision that said states have a rational basis to pass these kinds of protect kids, and it is not sex discrimination to say you can't harm minors in this way. And it's a very common sense kind of thing. It's a shame we had to fight that fight against radical progressive activists hell-bent on harming children, but the law is now clear, and ultimately Missouri led the way on that. So I'm really proud of the work we've done here in the Show Me State.
Yeah, and finally, I mean, there were some challenges to that decision by Missouri. Are those automatically just thrown out because of this Supreme Court decision?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we will be going to court and say, hey, we now have controlling authority from the highest court in the land. And so those appeals are no longer on, you know, any kind of legitimate legal claim. And that's an argument we can make using the rationale from the United States Supreme Court.
Got it. All right. Well, Attorney General Andrew Bailey, hope to see you in studio again next time. How about that?
Thanks. Appreciate you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, sir. Talk to you again. Attorney General Andrew Bailey there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.